Welcome to Before Now Podcast. My name is Bliss Akinyemi, but I prefer that you call me Missy. Missy is spelled M-I-C-I and pronounced M-I-S-S-Y. That's right. You need a pen? Grab one. M-I-S-S-Y. In case you're wondering, Before Now. Yes. Before Now is a weekly talk show where my guest and I would be discussing different issues of life in relation to how we used to see them versus how we see them now. Oh, you millennials and Gen Zs, get in here, because yes, this issue, it concerns you. Today on the show, my guest and I will be discussing something very, very important, because you know, today I turned 27. We'll be discussing our 20s, expectations versus realities. You know, all of a sudden I discovered I'm now in my late 20s. So yeah, my guest is no other person but an amazing friend, super duper human, somebody that I don't want to give you all those accolades now. Yes, I want to steal the accolades from you,
because
leave me alone right now. Okay, my guest for today is Sultan Gray. According to somebody that is a mutual friend, he said he's a self-acclaimed 25 year old youngest head of station.
I said you guys should fact check that, and if it is wrong, let me know.
Okay, so Dan is a 25-year-old head of a broadcasting house and he's been a friend for a couple of years now. Today we'll be discussing 20s. You're 25. Let's just jump right into it.
Well, before we jump right into it, I think it is very important for me to this, to say this, right?
That
I'm so proud of you right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the fact that you finally made this happen. I mean, we've discussed the idea of a podcast for a very long time,
and I know,
taking little steps towards it, you know, from getting the microphone getting the microphone to, you know, getting the websites ready and every other thing.
The website is on you now. I'm not giving you these accolades. Respect yourself.
So yeah, very proud of you.
I'm blushing. So when are you going to say happy birthday? I mean, I turned 27 today, so.
Well, I will not say that on this podcast.
You're proud. I know.
We know these things. You know what they call me? You know what they call our newsroom at Agilibra FM? We say the room of the proud people, and this is the leader of the pride nation.
Well, like, that's true, because cool. I mentioned earlier that Sultan is the head of a broadcasting house. That broadcasting house is Agilibra 88.7 FM Ibadan. This one came with a big barrel of disruption, and they are disrupting the city anyhow. But then it's all good, it's all great. So yeah, let's talk about the 20s.
Yeah.
You know, coming from teenage old into the 20s, for me was like, we had this. So I don't know if you did the math too. I mean, you're leaving secondary school and you have this lineup, this age arrangement, you've already laid it down. I left secondary school at 14, so imagine, it was fantastic. Like, oh yeah, 15, you know, valedictory service, 16, gain admission, 17 18 19 20, dash that one to them in uni, 21, go for service, 22, go for your masters, and then, you know, by 23 you're getting married. Wow. Let me check my ring finger again.
Madam, you are 27.
No, you don't have to troll me like that.
No, I'm just, you are 27
you
today.
You do not have to troll
so
me.
So what
like
what changed in the process?
Is it your show? Calm down. Okay. Let me do the talking.
Sorry.
For a ballet, my dear.
Sorry.
So yeah, I mean, we had that plan. But then, you know, based on what this show is about, discussing before and now, that was the initial plan. But you know, things didn't go according to plan. So let me ask you, did you have that plan too? Did you line it up like that as well?
I would not exactly say that I have everything like lined up like that, right, in that progression. But there was something I was very sure about, was the fact that, oh, I wanted to be somewhere. Where that is, I didn't know. But I wanted it to be a place of prominence by the time, you know, probably 25, 27,
really.
It should be that place of, you know, significant influence.
Oh,
where, that was it. How that was ever going to happen, I had no clear idea. I remember that going to secondary school, at least had the idea of, oh, young man, you'll become a doctor at some point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that wasn't unconnected with emotions, actually. You know, I had my my grandma under whose tutelage and practical care I grew up, right? And she died.
Oh, wow.
Because, well, that report that doctors didn't exactly pay attention to her at the hospital she was rushed into.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
You know, it's okay. I mean, it's been so many years, healed from that. So in my young mind, I had the impression that, you know what, I'll become a doctor, and everybody, regardless of even if they have money or not, when they bring them to my hospital, I'll just treat them. I mean, you know, I used to be called the doctor.
You know, I have Eldon, you know, I have a similar story. So when I was growing up, I was this very talkative child, and everybody would just look at me and be like, ah, lawyer, Lomanje. You should do law. So there was a point where they were calling me the Lord. And in my head, I could literally see the gown and the wig and everything. And then I looked around my family and there was no lawyer. Mm. So I was like, yes,
let me be the
lawyer
one
of the Akinyemi family. Mm. But then my uncle married a lawyer. And I just looked around and I was like, no, I'm not doing it again. There's a lawyer already. You guys should have it. So yeah, back to what you were saying.
So this also speaks to the expectations that we have of ourselves when we're growing up. I mean, and also to a very large extent, it might not be the peculiar situation in our own case, but I think that also exists.
Yes,
our
it does.
Structures and systems can change the trajectory of everybody's life. I mean, graduated from junior secondary school, and then because I, you know, the junior secondary examination, I did pretty well in that. The school advisor just decided that, oh, you know what,
science
we should
class.
Do sciences. Which is not supposed to be. I mean, we have the impression, oh, the smartest kids would do sciences, right?
Why?
The averagely smart would do commercials, right? And the olodos.
The what? Sorry, the come smart, no, don't let man. Us go there. What do you mean? I was in arts class. I never for once thought of going to. No, don't go there. Don't come.
I'm saying, chill. This is, except in very few situations, it is how the system was structured. They would have you say, oh, okay, you barely did the 5 credit in, then you should be an art student. That was like a thing for particularly for the school that I attended. Right?
I was just about to say, speak for your school.
But like, I also know a lot of people who had that reality, actually, who had that reality spread.
Please, if you're listening and you had the same reality where you went to art class because you are an olodo,
because
or
you were perceived to be
an olodo, please leave a comment. Just tell us how you felt, if that was your reality, because that was not my own reality. I mean, my class was filled with talkatives, people that were really, really creative, people that could do, I mean, people just wanted to go to art because in the actual sense of the word, that was like what it meant, art. Not because we were perceived to have been olodos.
Well, in my case, and so many cases that I know of, that was like a situation then.
Okay.
But then, I made it to sciences and I was a very, very terrible science student in any case. I mean, physics classes, I bunked them. Chemistry classes, I bunked them. The only one I pretty much lost was biology, Mrs. Balogun. Shout out to her. So now, moving on from there, you know, school was supposed to happen and all of that, but then the idea of being a doctor, you know, was sort of changing at that time, right? It was becoming, oh, do I really want to do this, right? Should I truly? And I think I'm blessed with the fact that I could the foresight to also look at certain situations. Truly want to be this, right? It changed from wanting to be a doctor to wanting to be a lawyer, right? And on the long run, skipping biology classes to do literature in English, skipping chemistry classes to attend government classes, my arts friends at the time. So but that continued to change over time. At some point I wanted to be one of the smartest engineers that you ever have around.
It was like a face.
It was just like, and you know, it's how the mind of a young person works.
Yes,
you're attracted to so many things, and then, oh, I think I want to explore this. You face the challenges there, and then, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, right? But if there was something that was I was very clear about over time, was it was going to be a position of influence, right? Whether you eventually become a doctor, it was a lawyer that was working out, or engineer, or like we have it today, a media person, right?
Head of station.
What would happen would be that it has to be a position
just
of
influential. Okay, so yeah, talking about how it actually works, saying that this is how we the mind of a young person works, I think that is something that we do not pay a lot of attention to in this particular climb. We do not pay attention to the fact that people, I don't know, there's something very rigid about our way of life coming from what our parents handed down to us. There's that, this is how we did it, and this is how it should be done. So you just go to school, get married, start having your own children. There's no opportunity for, what if this person has not figured out their life? The 20s, I don't know, I think there's undue pressure on 20-year-olds.
Okay.
And seriously, if you're 20-something, I mean, that's if you still have the grace that you have not joined the 30-plus gang. Please just calm down. Take a chill pill. Because for real, for me, it was always, this is how I want to do it. In fact, let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Making money. Making money as in sustaining your lifestyle, sustaining your life, being able to fend for yourself, being able to feed, being able to cater for your basic needs as a 20-something-year-old was not something that was ingrained in my own head when I was growing up. Because it was just, you know, go to school, get married and the responsibility just gets handed over to the guy, like, okay, you're married. So that's cool, Seth. It was not like I was thinking of what I wanted to do with it. Okay. Surprise, surprise, I didn't even have a BSc yet. So so even with all of that plan, I mean, there's still no BSc on the table at the moment. You guys should not look at me like that, in case you just looked at me like Kilonso. But seriously, I would get it in a matter of time.
But then, now, baby girl, you rock regardless. So
thank you. Yeah. Beautiful compliment. Thank you. So let's talk about it. You know, a lot of people just, when we think about, I think what we lack is plan.
Hmm.
What we also lack is guide. There's no guide.
Hmm.
What we have rules, we have dictators all in every areas of our lives. Hmm. People just telling us, do this, do this, do that. Nobody actually holding your hands to say, this is how this can be done. And this could go wrong.
I think that, sorry for cutting you short, but I think for the most part, we could use words like, oh, we have dictators around, but people who want you to just live your life this way.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to take a chill pill on them as well. Trust me. I mean, it feels like I have...
Actually, it feels like reality.
It feels like I'll be playing the devil's advocate here, right? It's a very familiar terrain, so it's mm-hmm. fine. The problem is, for the most part, it is not their fault.
Yeah, that's right.
For the most part, that is what they've known
mm-hmm.
over time. Mm-hmm. That is how they've known that, oh, this is how life should be led,
mm-hmm.
right? That is how they were treated as well. And they knew nothing better, right, than to say, you know what, well, let's have your life spread out. I mean, we had situations where, you know, young kids, young ladies were forced into marriage. Mm-hmm. And half of the time, they don't even have a chance to pick who they are going to exactly. marry. They practically don't know who they are getting married to until like in life before.
The love will be happening.
You get it. Love after the marriage, right? Yeah. So for people who are coming from that point, you hardly can blame them for having that perception. Also, I think I want to also point out that it comes from a place, some half of the time, it comes from a place of being too concerned,
mm-hmm.
being too careful with, oh, okay, if you do this now, they just want you to take the safest route,
mm-hmm.
right? And I read an article in the New York Times, I think about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, I'm listening to you. Did okay. you what write it or did you read it?
I read an article.
You sounded like you wrote, though. See me being like, oh, shit, but this.
I read an article in the New York okay. Times, and it was something relating to the generation that is more willing to take risk.
Okay.
And that is, I think it started from millennials and now to Gen Z now, mm-hmm. right? Those are the generations that are willing to take risk.
Yeah.
Those are generations that are willing to try a lot of things.
Okay.
I mean, we are coming from a place where, you know what, if you're going to do anything, it's either you're a doctor, lawyer, or engineer. Anything outside of that, you're a failure.
Mm, right? That's right?
But now we have a generation that is open to, I mean, we have people now who are saying, my kid must become a footballer. I mean, that impression, we also have to address it, because mm-hmm. it's wrong mm-hmm. for you to project what you want them to be. But then the fact that we're exploring alternative careers
mm-hmm.
other than the ones that we've always known before, that our parents have always foreseen for,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if someone is telling their parent, oh, I'm going to be an A&R, they'll be mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is that? Sorry, I hope the show isn't
so PG-18. Okay. It isn't.
So like, what the fuck is that? What does an A&R do? Yeah. Even up until today, if you have people walk up to you that want to be an A&R, okay, what does that entail? No, right,
for the sake of people that don't know what an A&R is,
artists and repertoire, those are the people who manage music artists and help them do you know, which artists are you going to collaborate with, and how the trajectory of your career is going to be.
Okay.
Basically, so now that is the generational divide that okay. we are facing.
Okay.
Let's blame on the, I mean, I had, and you are aware of this, I had a phase in my life where I was struggling with my career, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to shut my own mother out of what was happening with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not just my mother, but also, you know, the entirety of my family, of my immediate family at mm-hmm. that time, right? I mean, I'm not even close to the extended one, but the immediate family, you know, shut everybody out. Why? Because my mother would tell me, if this media thing is not working, why don't you try something else? You know,
yeah.
I had my aunt tell me, oh, yes, so was it yes, so at that time or Tescom or Deriba, the form is out. I can't imagine myself, you know, doing that.
Yes,
right?
So it's like, so Loma, was the LASMA equivalent in Lagos, yes?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Kind of thing. So you start thinking, and they are truly concerned. And that was mm-hmm. a time where I could barely feed myself. I don't have a roof over my head that belongs to
that
me.
That was a
right?
time when taking a yes or job would have sounded nice.
So for them, it was coming from a place of concern to say,
yes,
oh,
I
why don't
know.
You try this? Why don't you do this?
Yeah.
But then, shut them away. Just deal with my problems. And because I was very sure that this is what I want to happen.
Okay. So I actually really understand that part, but we are actually talking about our own expectations for ourselves versus our reality.
Mm.
our expectations. Like I said, that was the lineup. Do this, and just get married and all of that, and just start popping babies up. But that is not exactly how it went. And you know, a lot of this, like we said, we cannot take away the influence of our parents. Okay. We cannot take away the influence of
how we grew up,
where we're coming from, our backgrounds, from how exactly the kind of plans, the kind of dreams that we had. Even if there were no plans, because for somebody like you, you had a plan. To be honest, no, you had an idea. Foresight was the word you used.
Yes,
the other time.
Yes.
For me, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm wearing glasses, because I couldn't see shishi. I was not seeing anything. I was not seeing anything. It was just like, let's just keep flowing with the tide. Let's just see how it goes. Let's just move with it. That was how I got here. To be honest, that was how I got here. So if listening to me and you actually just flew off, I don't know what that English is right now, with the tide, and you have found yourself in a position where you're wondering, where did my 20s go? Where did my early 20s go? Just calm down, chill.
You're not alone.
Calm down, chill. You're not alone. I mean, when I was thinking of having someone on the show, I was like, who else to actually like speak with where I will be on the other side of the divide? I mean, I'm not saying I'm underaccomplished or unachieved, but then when we look at the typical 20-something-year-old and the expectations that society has of you, regardless of the fact that they want to cage you. Okay, my friend Damilola Jonathan wrote something. I call him Jojo. So for those who are familiar with us, Jojo wrote a book. He said it was Being Broken Out. In that book, Jojo really spoke about how parents would not want you to just... This concern that you raised, out of too much concern, until you have to start intentionally doing certain things, like shutting them out, like cutting them off, like just being a rebel. Because at the end of the day, they would understand. And if you do not do it at the time that you're supposed to do it, it's going to be too late. I mean, you're just going to be a 30-year-old just sitting down in your parents' house and just doing what they want you to do.
And then at that time, the conversation about, what have you not been doing since all these years?
Exactly. Then it will start. And that is so unnecessary. So if you are not yet in your late 20s and you're also listening to this, please, if there's anybody, any influence in your life trying to cage you, trying to make you, this is the time to explore. This is the time to try your hands on different things. These are the things they don't tell us. You have to actually explore. You have to just do what you feel like doing, even if you fail, because I like to do things that I felt like doing, fail at them, and tell myself I did it. Like I really wanted to do it, and I did it, and I have learned a lesson. It's learning one way not to do it again, and discovering other ways to do that kind of thing. That is if you still want to forge ahead with it. So before we proceed with this conversation, I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Sultan.
Okay.
So there's a segment on the show where you have to unscramble a word. You do not have so much time. You have just about 10 seconds to unscramble this word.
I'm not that smart. Which one is 10 seconds?
I've calmed down. Okay, should we give you 15 seconds? Don't think. See, don't, just...
It's not enough to cook noodles. Please.
Why do you? We are not cooking noodles. You just have to scrabble a word. Okay. Just calm down.
Let's give it a shot.
Calm down. Okay, so give it a shot. Yes, yo.
You shall know
that when
I fumble at this, I'm embarrassing you.
This is not your surname again.
So it has come to that. It has come to that.
What's your surname now? Please,
okay.
I don't have bread now.
It's okay.
Respect yourself. I don't have bread in my house.
It's fine. Then.
Okay, so the word is spelled Chrdaby.
It's a rule.
Chrdaby.
Okay.
What's the word? Why are you asking me what's the word? Oh my God, your time is up, actually. You did not get that word, and we are going to leave it. Don't say it again, because we are going to leave it. Did you just say 20?
I cannot come and go and kill myself. Give me 10 seconds to scramble that. I like it.
Oh my God. So yeah, the word is, once again, is Chrdaby. Leave a comment. It should be very, very easy. This one is trying to peep into my book to see what is there. You're sorry, bro. You missed that. Okay, so I really look forward to putting more people on the spot on this show.
But I honestly think 10 seconds is not enough time.
Oh no, because I don't want you to actually get it.
Oh, okay. Mission. we allow you to accomplish your mission, so it's okay.
Sipping evil. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. Now, we've spoken about before. Now, what is the 20s like? How is it going? What is the reality? I mean, we had the plans, the imagination. Now reality has hit us. What is it? Let's have it from you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm much of an open book right now. Even though that some lines might not be clear in the book, but then it's still an open book regardless.
Please, yeah, speaking in parables, because I'm lost. What was this open book about?
So talking about now,
yes,
right, the reality is not very far from what I had envisioned, in all honesty.
Okay.
Not very far. There's the process, which I wasn't very sure about, or I was going to go. I did not know that was going to be that brutal, right? I didn't know that aside from what I want, there are so many other factors and variables that would determine, you know, how what I want will come to reality. I did not know that, oh, human interaction is one thing you have to pay attention to.
Yes, you have
I did
to.
Not know that, you know, not just your goodwill alone can continue to take you to some place. I do not know that some decisions are going to be made by some people who barely had any idea of who you are, and that decision is going to be binding on you, right? So those are like the reality now. But what is, and that came with the process actually, which for the most part, I continue to say this, like, I'm very grateful for, you know, the process is amazing.
Yes.
Now, the now is with all sense of responsibility and humility. I would truly want to say that, you know, I'm living my best life.
Oh, shit.
Trust me.
And come on.
I mean, they say, oh, it can be better. The best is yet to come, right? But I feel like, given what obtains now and what the future looks like, it's like the best. It's like the best you can ever get, right? At 25... you know, and I wish I could be younger anyways. So like 22,
can
21.
You imagine? What would you say if you were 27?
At 25, I aired a radio station.
Oh, shit.
Right? I sit in the league of people who make decisions for and shape ideologies, right? Particularly within the media space, set the agenda that has a very huge way of affecting even our life, the life of every common Nigerian, particularly in the area of where I broadcast to, Ibadan, majorly, right, and beyond, right? So that's very grateful for leading an organization that is driving a revolution and a re-engineering of the society, right, and also of the media itself, like doing things that, I mean, for the most part, I'd always had ideas of, oh, this is how a media organization should be run, right? I've had ideas of, this is what you should do.
Now you get ideas, the chance.
Now you get
really
the chance.
Put,
and that is why when all of this out. Came, it was as much, I mean, you know this, it was as much excitement as there was the anxiety as well, right?
Yes,
the
that.
Apprehension as well,
yes, I know,
right?
That.
The excitement or, oh, what is to come,
yes, I know,
right?
That.
The anxiety and the apprehension about, would this truly work, right? But then 3 months into it, not doing a very badly, a very bad job, we've come from a place of a new radio station to being one of the contending radio stations.
Save the price. This was about you, not your radio station. Calm down.
But
I
carry the
radio
load
station
of the radio station.
I know. So, I understand.
So for me personally, it's a place of fulfillment right now.
Grateful.
It can only be better. It's a place of experiment. It's a place of add value to people. It's a place of being happy with yourself, with your trajectory and what is yet to come. Right. So, banging, hot, spicy.
Really?
Cool,
what are you, is that about like the 20s or yourself? Like, respect yourself. What was that? Okay, so for everybody listening out there, I know a lot of times you meet a lot of sultans. You meet a lot of young people out there doing amazing things, doing fabulous things that make you question what you've been doing with your life. Please calm down, relax. Because really, we are not coming from the same cloth, one. We're not coming from the same place. The things that move us, the things that motivate us, they are different things. There are people, I think I was having a conversation with you the other day, and you said particularly that you were greedy for growth. I mean, we have people that are not greedy, they just
and
want
I,
to
I feel
grow.
Like I want to inscribe that somewhere. So
they just want
everyone.
To grow at their pace. Own pace and all of that. They're not they're not violent. They don't want to go for it like that. Even it's not about mediocrity right now. It's just about taking it one step at a time. But there are people who, if they could have 10 hands to pack everything at the same time, do. So if you're out there now, you're listening to somebody like Sultan, and you have Sultans in your life, life that are making you question your life, please calm down. Because here is a Bliss Akinyemi for you. Bliss Akinyemi is 27. Man, I still cannot believe I'm saying I'm 27. Like, Madam Jesus, yo. I'm 27. 27 and I don't have a BSc. 27. I've never served anybody's fatherland. I mean, I've never been a copper. I've never been a graduate. I've never been any of that. But really, am I doing well? I think I am. I think I am, because, you know, what do I do in my life? Freelance, creative, sit at home, press computer, write all every now and then and all of that. And, you know, it's something for me. It's progress. Because right now I have plans. I have dreams. I have aspirations. I have goals. I have a lot of things that I was lacking, which if I had had earlier, this story might probably be different.
Yeah.
So it's never too late to have a plan. It's never too late to have a goal. It's never too late to have a dream. Just start right now. Start wherever you are. Trust the process. That is so, so important. Very important. Trust in the process, because if you let go of that process, if you want to skip process, what's it? You are going to be unpleasantly surprised. That is the word. So yeah, I just want to quickly do a rundown of things that nobody prepared us for in the 20s. And if you can find time, just, you know, prepare yourself for it. One of them is discovering your passion. Nobody prepares you for this, on how to discover your passion, things you're passionate about. You're going to be passionate about a lot of things. You should be able to prioritize as you go along. So if you're in your 20s, if you're not yet 20, if you just left the 20s gang for us, please still discover your passion.
Could I drop a comment on that?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, cool that you said in your 20s, and even before your 20s, you're going to be really passionate about a lot of things. And passion is one thing I like to have conversations with people. It is not just about you being passionate about these things. There are so many of your passion that cannot sustain you, that cannot help you live your life. So you always have to find the balance. Yes. As a matter of fact, if you have a passion that, on the long run, this is going to yield, then get something on the side that will sustain you while you continue to follow your passion. It's just very funny.
Yes, then be open to different paths. Please be open to different paths, like we just said. Be open to trying out a lot of things,
but at the same time, be very sure about what you exactly want to do.
Thanks for stressing my point like that. And also build a network, a sustainable network of friends, people, support systems, people that can help you get up when you are low, people that can bring in motivation and inspiration into your life even when you are lacking, all of that. So please, while you're in your 20s, getting into your 20s, or even out of your 20s, please make sure that you have a network, a support system.
In any case, you are as worth as your network. In other words, your network is your net worth. So
motivational speaking. Please, in your 20s, if there's anything, I'm so excited because the next episode will be discussing about making money in the 20s.
Okay.
And I just need to mention this now. Understand how money is made. Understand how wealth is created. Learn it early. You cannot afford not to understand money. Money. Please, what are you going to do with that money in this life? Like,
see, I really want to tell people. And then this is a very important point.
Yes.
Right? You really do have to make money.
Exactly.
Right? And you know why? It is not even about ostentation. It's about choice now.
Yes.
When you have money, you're empowered to make choices.
Exactly. You independent can't live your baby
choices,
girl life.
Right? I mean, before you even get to the baby girl life, you can make choices independent of what anybody feels. And you're not banking at that time. You're not banking on the financial prowess of anybody else.
Nobody can hold you down. So you can make decisions for yourself.
You will not want, I want to do this, but because if I do this, I might not be opportune to get these things from this person. So let me just not do it. No. When you have the money, you have the power of choice.
Nobody holds you to ransom. Exactly. So cultivate marketable skills. Some skills that are sellable. Just go online, do something. This is the digital age with the internet of things out there. Just cultivate skills that you can actually sell.
If there's anything that is very important, it is the point that you've come to now. I continue to say, I mean, I sit in my office every day, get CVs from people, and then I realize that more than unemployability is a very, very huge problem that we're contending with in this country. You know, just make sure that you have the skill that people are willing to buy, that people are in need of. And then I feel like we've also had the revolution of, okay, don't just get any skill, right? Get a skill that the market needs, that is in demand. So that way it is easier for you to sell rather than, oh, this is just what I want to do, and then you now look for who to market it to. No, get something that is in demand,
be a
right?
Hot cake.
basically.
Yeah. So one other thing I want to mention is find balance. Try to balance it all out. Pay attention to your mental health. I beg. This is very important. We don't talk about it enough. We don't talk about the fact that people can be depressed. We don't talk about the fact that people could actually be smiling and deep down inside they're in pain, they're in shambles. So please try to find a balance so that at every point of your life, you can actually take time out to check out your mental health and be like, okay, yes, am I doing this? Am this right? Is this going well? Is this going according to plan? Is my head overeating? Do I need to calm down? Do I need a coach? What do I need? Do I need the break? Do I need to travel? My own is to always travel. People who know me know is pack my bags and get out of that space and just go explore the world. So yes, we have come to the end of the show. Episode 1. It's been amazing. How do you feel?
Well, pretty cool.
Well, pretty cool. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. Okay, so thanks for listening, everybody. I feel so much excited to have finally recorded this. And you know what? I hope you have as much fun as we did recording when you're listening to this. So please kindly tell others why they should listen. If you've listened up to this point, I feel like you had a reason to stay. So tell others why they should listen to this podcast by leaving a review wherever it is that you get your podcast from. Also, do well to be a part of our social media community. Presently, a crime to be on Twitter, so we are avoiding that space. But you can find us on Facebook, Before Now Podcast, on Instagram at Before Now Podcast as well. Please do not forget, we have something for you to unscrabble, the word that our guest could not unscrabble in 15
proudly
seconds.
So.
Is it not proudly so? And yes, thank you once again for listening. It's Before Now Podcast, and it's still your girl, Blissa Kinyemi. Till the next episode, please ask yourself, what happened before now?